hindering you, 'cause you don't know how long I've been watching the lighting dim, starved of oxygen. So give me your hand and let's jump out the window.
This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
She salutes until the military binds. Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople, so if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone, Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Even old New York
once New Amsterdam.
Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. A Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPACK. Or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com.
Slide into ash. Sometimes history points to you and the crowd says, hey, come on, let's go. And sometimes you gotta break in the back door and make yourself at home. So I wander the halls like a car.
With a grin upon my face.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Coming up a river, I believe they started in Arkansas. The silver carp below the radar, silver carp above the law. The sturgeon spoke, sturgeon's worried. Ought to see the look on the long-nosed guy. Bullhead, bullfin, buffalo running, seeking asylum at the DNR. The little ones leap, collide with heaven. The big ones are down in the weeds in hell. King carp lies on God's own sandbar, picking off perch like a William Tell. The carp are coming, oh, the carp are coming, oh, the carp are here. The zebra mussel, he's a sly little devil, he'll hide at your rod on your old pontoon. But the silver carp, gonna fire up your ebon rule, gone like a gun to Saskatoon. Oh, fisherman Bob, try to catch him, the fisherman.
fisherman Bob couldn't get her in the boat. Now fisherman Bob's at the bottom of the river with a paddlefish pelt for an overcoat.
Oh, oh, the carp are coming. Oh, the carp are coming. Oh, the carp are here.
Tune into Couch Dancing Wednesday afternoons on WRCT Pittsburgh. Funky deep psychedelic electronic music and app. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
This little boy's brain, a small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy. Side of town, that's where we'll be, and we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for, you know what to ask for. Go ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong. For a broken heart, let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. I'm not going to fall.
pick a took knife from an old sword blade, followed them into town. You should have seen her face as I laid him out to waste on the cold, hot, stony ground. As the light shone down on my blood-soaked hands, a tremble shot right through me. But I stood up straight, stabbed her in the heart, and kissed my love goodbye. I stole the car halfway across the town, and like a bullet, I was gone. A bolt of lightning across the moors, heading into the setting sun. And I was born the seventh child of the seventh son. The black dog hanging over me, for I had no life at all. And it's so long, boys, I won't be back. I'm not going to fall still. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. I'm not going to fall still. I'd rather be dead with a bullet in the head. Spend my time in Boston, 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 Boston. Fate was catching up with me, my time was running out. The blue lights flashing in my eyes, the coppers are all around me. The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost together couldn't save me. I've lost control, that's all I know, that's all I remember. I woke up cold in a holding cell, my legs shackled together. But I still have my guts at night, hidden in my pocket. And with one swift move, the warning knew to set me free again. And it's so long, boys, I won't be back. I'm not going to fall still. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. I'm not going to fall still. I'd rather be dead with a bullet in the head. Spend my time in
radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Nothing. pança, dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança. Tava requebrando eu naquele jogo. Eu tava me esquentando mesmo sem ter fogo. E só batia palmas de perna puxada, como quem atira em onça pintada. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Madrugada entrando e o fole gemendo, poeira subindo e suor descendo. E quem não tava bebo já tava querendo. E eu cambaleando ia te dizendo. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Quando tu balança, dá um nó na minha pança. Dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança quando tu balança. Dá um nó na minha pança.
This is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Give you total control over our lives. Everyone shuts the hell up.
We're Hydra! WRCT! Pittsburgh!
You're listening to WRCT, Friends of the...
Hi there, this is MC Honky, and you're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
All right, we're going to start today with what many of you emailed me about with very different opinions. This is the news that YouTube has now officially banned all anti-vaccine content and even some sort of perennial anti-vaccine content creators. And some of you emailing me saying this is absolutely horrifying, even though I'm pro-vaccine, many of you said. allowing YouTube to be the arbiter of what counts as an anti-vaccine or not is very problematic. Others wrote to me and said, David, is this really a big deal or not? And the answer is that this is a major content decision, but what's being missed by many of the articles and many of the people emailing me is that it's not much of a change to YouTube's content policy around anti-vaccine content. This has been 90% the policy for the last many, many months anyway. And this actually represents a pretty minor change. So let's look at some of the reporting on this. Reuters writing, YouTube blocks all anti-vaccine content. YouTube will block all anti-vaccine content, moving beyond its ban on false information about the COVID vaccines to include content that contains misinformation about other approved vaccines, it said in a blog post on Wednesday. Examples of content that won't be allowed on YouTube include claims that the flu vaccine causes infertility and that the MMR shot, the measles, mumps, rubella shot, can cause autism. The online video company owned by Alphabet Google is also banning channels associated with several prominent anti-vaccine activists, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Joseph Mercola, a YouTube spokesperson said. The move comes as YouTube and tech giants like Facebook and Twitter have been criticized for not doing enough to stop the spread of false information. But even as YouTube takes a tougher stance, it faces backlash around the world. Russian state-backed broadcaster RT's German language channels were deleted from YouTube. As the company said, the channels breached its COVID misinformation policy. Russia called the move unprecedented information aggression and threatened to block YouTube. Now, I have to tell you guys, this is barely a change in policy from what's been the case for a long time. And there's also some confusion about banning content versus demonetizing content. Let's look at one more article and then we're going to get into those details. NBC article says YouTube cracks down on anti-vaccine videos, bans major accounts. YouTube announced a total ban Wednesday on vaccine misinformation and the termination of accounts of several prominent anti-vaccine influencers. I already named them, Joseph Mercola, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The new policy was crafted as the company began to see false claims about COVID-19 vaccines spill over into misinformation about vaccines in general. YouTube already had a policy against COVID vaccine misinformation, but the new ban against broader vaccine misinformation includes content that falsely claims approved vaccines are dangerous or ineffective, including the false belief that vaccines cause autism or cancer. So the most important line in all of these articles is that this policy already existed with relation to COVID vaccines. This is only a tweak in that now more general anti-vaccine stuff will also be banned. 99% of the, quote, problematic content over the last 8-9 months since the COVID vaccines have been out has been related specifically to COVID vaccines. And that has already been banned. Whether it's enforced and policed in every case on such a large platform is a different question. But what most people are reacting to is reacting as if this is about COVID vaccine stuff specifically. The COVID vaccine disinformation has already been banned. This is now expanding it like 2% to say, in general, COVID vaccine misinformation, not COVID vaccine misinformation is now going to be banned as well. Also, the vast